Hey fam, welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your growth mindset podcast dedicated to personal development delivered as is without any edits. Well, we're in 2019. In fact, we're a whole month into 2019. We are now in February. But, you know, still want to talk a little bit about the new year, what has been going on in my life for the last couple months, as well as just like figuring out what that all means to you. Like, what does a new year mean to you? What big goals do you care about? I know I've set some time to write those out and to accomplish that. I hope you've done the same, but let's just catch up to speed. So in the last episode, which was late November, so a little over 2 months ago, I was talking a lot about limits and talking about, like, you know, whether, you know, people put a lot of limits on themselves, right? Whether it be location, whether it be mindset, whether it just be fitness, whatever, we like to limit ourselves. You know, sometimes people say, like, well, other people are limiting me. At least maybe for me, and I think for a lot of other people as well, they put their own little bubbles of self-doubt or bubbles of, like, I'll stay in my lane or whatever it may be. So obviously that got me thinking a lot. Normally when I make these episodes, it makes me think a lot. So maybe this podcast is more for me than anyone else. But on a positive note, I noticed that there were a lot more listeners to the last episode. We're not really sure why that happened, but hopefully for those new listeners, they liked it. If not, what can you do, right? Anyway, so what has happened? Lots. So I actually moved. No longer in Brooklyn, no longer recording live from Brooklyn. In fact, no longer in New York whatsoever. Nope, I moved back to my home state of Massachusetts, back in Boston. Would not have assumed I would be back here, but after really thinking about, like, does a place define who you are? No, not really. Not at least not in my head. It's what you do with the time, the space, the opportunity you have, regardless of where you are. I know I talked a lot about that last time in that limits episode, so I'm really glad to make that mindset shift. And, you know, if you're thinking about moving and you're not really sure because you're not sure about the place, you know, place is temporary. You know, if you don't like it, you can always move back or move somewhere else. But that opportunity may not come again. So if you have a really good opportunity, but you're the one factor is like, obviously there's some caveats to that. Safety, obviously, if you're going somewhere that is known to be not safe, then that's something to think about. But, you know, taking that aside, assuming most good things, go for it. So yes, moved. That happened early January, late December, really ringed in the new year in a new place. Also another big change is just living by myself. I now have a one bedroom. I've never lived by myself before. I either lived with other housemates or with other like past significant partners, but never by myself. So really interesting change. I think I really want to see what that is like before, you know, not necessarily before I'm 30, but what it's like to, what effect it has on me. I think that can give me a lot of growth. And that's one of my hope for 2019 is to, like, really have a lot more, you know, personal awareness growth. And I think a lot of that can be derived by living by myself, or at least that's my assumption. Maybe that's just a positive mindset. I don't know. I'm going to roll with it. So yes, big changes. One bedroom. I'm also very close to work for the first time ever. I guess not the first time ever, but the first time in over 3 years, about 15 minutes door to door. Amazing. I love that. It's a lot of different changes, right? Whether it be the environment that I live in, whether it be the work that I'm doing. I did join a startup, a small company. Really happy there so far. Really excited to see where the rest of this year takes it as really build up to, you know, 2020. Like, this is really like the growth year, and I'm really excited to be a part of that. That's definitely one of my big goals, right? Let's just dive right into goals. Top three goals. Goal number one, grow this company. Really excited to be working with someone I used to go to college with, someone who used to live with. Really great guy overall. So I know together we're going to crush it. So I'm not super worried about that. If anything's proven in the last 3 weeks, we have a lot of success ahead of us. So really, this is going to be a great growth year for both of us in order to make 2020 a grand slam. Like, we really are setting this up. Really good team. The rest of the team's really great too. So really excited to work with them, but I'm not going to get too much into that. But that's a goal. First goal. Second goal, more on the fitness side. I want to run a marathon. If you asked me a year ago, would I run a marathon? I would have said no. Similarly, if you asked me a year ago, would I have joined a small company when I moved to Boston? Both those answers would have said no. But hey, people grow. So second one, run a marathon. Why? Well, near the end of my Orange Theory experience in Brooklyn, which I dearly miss, I was told that, hey, you know what? You do seem to have that cardio conditioning. You do seem to have that decent heart rate. You seem to be like accelerating pretty fast on your pacing. You should really consider going for a marathon run. I hate running, but I've actually started to like it more. I know, right? I think the big change there, the big mindset change there is my love of podcasts and love of my audiobooks. So podcasts really got into, I guess, the last few years. But the type of podcasts have definitely changed. Like, it went, as I said, I know I mentioned this before, it used to be a lot of news heavy, but now it's become a lot more just like a lot of discussions. Like, I think the one podcast of last year that was really all about was the Gary Vaynerchuk audio experience. Kind of moved on from that. Nothing wrong with this. It's like I the value I was getting from it is not as much as I used to be getting from it. Kind of like, you know, but it was really good for what it was. A lot of the other ones, yeah, I used to be a part, like, used to listen to, like, the 5 a.m. Miracle, there's the Miracle Morning, all those other ones. They're great, too. I actually listened to a lot of all their books, so definitely recommend testing their podcast. I think that's just a good recommendation, generally. Test out someone's podcast. If you like their podcast, you're going to probably like their books. Likewise, if you like their books, give their podcast a try. Maybe that'll help them out. I'll get into books that I recently got finished in a minute. But anyway, why this matters is that because I got really into audiobooks in 2018, running long distances is now a lot more enjoyable because, you know, I can go a decent pace, right? I think I'm pacing around between 10 to 11 for, and you know, at an 8 to 10 mile run, which is great. I can kind of keep that up. And just listen, you know, spend a couple hours listening to a podcast, whether it be like a Joe Rogan Experience podcast on an interesting topic, or whether it be trying to get a big chunk of an audiobook out of the way. Because now that my commute's so short, it's really hard to, you know, I have to get into an audiobook and out of audiobook in 15 minutes. Doesn't give me enough time to really start to really enjoy it, understand the concepts, write down the concepts, etc. Whereas on these runs, I can actually reflect a lot more and listen to a lot more of it in a chunk versus stopping, you know, 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, 15 minutes everywhere. So really excited about that goal. When I'm going to run that marathon, not 100% sure yet, but I'm going to gear for sometime in the fall. I think that's a pretty good goal. And, you know, if it happens earlier, great. I think a great thing to do is, like, at least with this kind of goal, like, under promise, over deliver. So if I get it done earlier, maybe I'll do it. If I get it done, let's say I end up doing it somehow in May. I don't think that will happen, but if it does, maybe then I'll do two marathons, maybe double my goal. Who knows? But it's a goal. The other one is kind of just building off more of my fitness. So, you know, I know in my last episode, the last few episodes, I talked a lot about fitness and how I got to Orange Theory about 5 times a week. And now, unfortunately, I'm not as close to an Orange Theory, but instead I joined a CrossFit, which is also a huge change. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I started running on my own, because this particular CrossFit box, not a lot of emphasis on cardio, seems to be that generally speaking, which is fine because my goal this year was to build a lot more strength. You know, I currently suffer, not necessarily suffer, but like I currently have both scoliosis and kyphosis, so it limits a lot of my spine mobility, shoulder mobility, all that great stuff. I should be doing more yoga. In fact, that's also one of my goals this year. I guess I have more than three goals, but that third one, you know, I guess second one is like a marathon, which is, seems to be like different from just general fitness. So the third one, general fitness goal, getting that CrossFit in 5 times a week, in addition to getting yoga in twice a week. All very, very important. I think just, again, it's all about just building off the success of previous years. I know I've mentioned this before, but, You know, if you look at where you are today, look at where you are a year ago, are you in a better space? I continue to say that, yes. Loving, you know, just loving the change, loving what that, I guess, new challenges, how I overcome them, how I deal with them, all those good things. So, yeah, really, really, really enjoy it. Also, I started cooking again, which is huge difference. I used to cook back in college, but then once you know, my 5 years at Google, I did not cook at all, right? You get a lot of meals given to you, you get all these like great things, and that's wonderful. And as a result, I didn't cook. Since now moving to Boston, I've actually been cooking almost every day, which is amazing. Shout out to my sister who gave me an Instapot because it's made meal prepping so much easier. You know, throw in a bunch of veggies, a little bit of meat, a little bit of soup, not too much, like more just to have some, like more for the flavor, you know, just kind of like soak up the flavor a little bit, get that done. And that's, you know, at least four meals worth right there in one, you know, 30 to 45 minute go, which is great. Kind of set it, forget it, do work, etc. And then I have, you know, most of my meals, a fourth of my meals done already in one go, and then do it once, twice, three times a week, and I'm basically good. So as a result of that, my eating habits have gotten so much better, and I can see a huge difference in that as well. So, you know, again, 2018 was a lot about mindset, a lot about, a lot about building better wellness in terms of fitness. This year, just growing on top of that. I even started scheduling sleep, like in my calendar. I forgot when I did that. I think I started either right after my last episode or this episode. Started putting it into my calendar so I can see the 7 hour blocks. I found for me, it's right about 7 hours. It's perfect for me. Means that I'm going to bed even earlier because I'm doing 6 a.m. CrossFit. What was it, 4 days a week? 4 days a week. And then the other one is a little bit later on Saturdays. So very, very important to make sure that I go to bed on time. So I'm trying to get to bed by 10:30, 10:45 latest, just so I can get that 7 hours in, because, you know, sleep is part of your wellness. You know, sleep is one of those bedrocks. You know, mindset, big one, sleep, big one, nutrition, big one. So making those strong focuses, maybe those would be my big three, right? Like even just accomplishing those three will make everything else fall into place. So if you don't even have like big ambitious goals, that's totally fine. To recommend, start with something, right? You can just be like, hey, you know, I'll cut out one donut less a week if you're eating like five donuts a week. Or, you know, if you're only getting 6 hours of sleep, maybe like, hey, I'll get 6.5 hours of sleep. Or maybe if you're only, you know, running once a week, double that to twice a week, something small, right? And just focus on that one thing. And then once you feel comfortable with that one thing, maybe move on to the next thing. As a result of saying that one thing, great book recommendation I have for you all. It's called, you guessed it, The One Thing. It's by this guy named Gary Keller. And it's really, you know, basically the concept is, what is the one thing that you can do such that all other things become unnecessary? And it could be like, you know, what's the one thing to improve my fitness such that I'll have more energy in my day, or such that I won't need it to be as dependent on, you know, caffeine or whatever it means. Like, what's the one thing I can do with my sleep such that I don't need to depend on, you know, other, I guess, like drugs, whether it be caffeine or anything else, to be alert throughout the day, whatever that is. So something about, definitely it's a great book. It can be applied to a lot of things, you know. What's the one thing that I need to do today such that the rest of my week will be easier? You get the point. Fill in the blanks. Read the book. A lot better explanation than I can do. And the second one that I did in January, which I also really like, I think I really like books that just have one central theme. And then it just loads a bunch of examples on top of that. And I've listened to books before that have like 40 points, and it's like by point 30, I already forgot the first 10. So second book I recommend is called The 5 Second Rule by Mel Robbins. Very simple concept. Basically, trying to get something done, you just take 5 seconds to realign and then get done. So basically say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, get out the bed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, put on my running shoes, go for a 5K. Whatever, it's like you're basically activating that prefrontal cortex to you know, take a couple seconds to realign and then just focus on that one thing you're about to do and just do it. Sounds silly, but it works. If you don't have time to read the book, go online, look into the 5-second rule and think there's a great TED talk out there. So highly, highly recommend. It's another one. It's another thing. It's like, hey, you haven't read any books recently. I used to be like that. I guess technically I'm not reading them. Technically I'm listening to them, but you know, that's how I consume knowledge. Maybe that's another great goal you can set up for this year, you know, one book every 3 months if you aren't doing any, or one book a month, whatever you think makes sense. This getting, I think the concept here is something's better than nothing, right? Whether you get 10 minutes more sleep, whether you get an extra run in a week, whatever it is, it's better than not doing anything or just plateauing. I mean, it's very easy for people to plateau, and that's fine. It's comfortable. And if you are comfortable, you do you, right? No one's stopping you. As long as you're, you know, not harming others, I don't care, right? You do you. But if you are someone who wants to do more and wants to get more out of life, like, it has to come from you. It just has to. It's not going to come from anyone else. I mean, people, if you ask for people's help, that's great. Actually, another one, just thought about asking people for help. I actually finally got started to really consider mentors as a very important piece of my life. I know I've mentioned in previous episodes, I'm all about finding answers on my own. But again, thinking about limits, you can only get so far. Even if you're the world's most expert on anything, you need other people's opinions, and you need other people who have more expertise in that field to inform you, to have a more productive discussion. So trying to get some mentors recently. In Boston, was able to meet with a SCORE mentor. If you're not familiar with that, I think it's like somewhat affiliated with the Small Business Administration program, but it's basically a volunteer network of these mentors, whether it be like a marketing professional, sales professional, building your own business, you know, whatever, financial expert, whatever it may be, someone that you can just talk to, bounce ideas off of. I know it's big in New York. There's a bunch of them over there. There's one in Boston as well. I'm sure there's one in near any big city, at least in the United States. But I highly recommend that, checking that out. You know, it's even worth, you know, it's worth the initial discussion, right? Whether it be over the phone, in person, what have you. I definitely loved my session. I had it last week. Answered a lot of great questions for me. Made me start thinking in the right ways to really push some of the, I guess, business questions, especially with the partnership. How can we like really focus on making that more self-sufficient? So again, highly recommend it. Check it out. And with that, I'm going to close this out. So I guess if you wanted to encapsulate this, you know, think about, you know, this is a new year, can be a new you, but you got to put in the effort for it. So if you haven't written down goals for the year, it's okay. Get out a pen and paper, write down a few things, and then just start thinking, breaking it down. Like, what's the one thing for me that I can get to that? Like, what's the one thing I can do to run a marathon? I don't know, start running instead of once a week, 3 times a week. You know, like, oh, instead of, you know, like, maybe think about it in a miles term, like run 20 miles a week. And then, okay, how do you do that? Like, break it down that way. Yeah, so I'll leave it at that. And hopefully I get more of these episodes more frequently, but I'm not going to promise that since I tried that multiple times, didn't really work out. So the next time I feel like doing an episode, you'll hear from me. And with that, have a great Saturday, a great weekend, and I hope you crush the goals that you have for this year. See ya.